Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
In 1995, an elderly lady in the United States became publicly known after making a large donation to the education of African American people. She herself had dropped out of school in sixth grade to help care for sick relatives and work with her mother doing other people's laundry. The lady continued on throughout her life doing laundry. When the bills were paid each week, she deposited the leftover money into her bank account. She also loved the Lord and spent time each day reading the Bible and praying. Year after year, the lady lived a quiet life of integrity. When she was 86 years old, her banker asked her what she wanted to do with all her money. To her astonishment, the lady had $250,000 in her bank account, and she decided to give it away. The lady requested that her name not be used in any public way about her donation, but word got out and she was invited to speak in many different places. This dear lady proved that greatness is measured not by birth or wealth or fame, but by character. We all have the resources to be great in the kingdom of our Lord because we can all give ourselves to Him. In the Bible book 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says that God loves a cheerful giver. We are to decide in our hearts what we want to give and then do so without force or resentment over how much we're giving. Some people in the world have the idea that no one can ever have enough money, so they live their lives trying to build up their worldly assets and put their future security into wealth. Yet they cannot take any of these things with them into the next world. Wealth and power often go hand in hand together, and an attitude of self-importance usually is not too far behind. Today we hear about a man who used his wealth to boost his own ego and then tried to make others envious of his abundance.
What's wrong with you, woman? Why are you weeping?
The prophet Samuel has died.
I'm born for him. He was old and useless. Oh. Time he died. Anyway, this is the time of year for rejoicing, not weeping.
Have you no feeling for Samuel, the anointed prophet of God?
No. And why should I? I have wealth. Wealth, you understand?
Oh,
and this is the time of year my wealth increases. We start shearing the sheep tomorrow. I have 3,000 sheep, more than 1,000 goats and other possessions. No one here in Carmel is more wealthy than I.
Well, wealth isn't everything, Mabel.
What is more important? Power? Wealth is power. Beauty? You have beauty, my dear wife, but not much else to go with it. I love you just the same. The men are all envious, jealous of me. You're so beautiful.
Begging master's pardon, but there are 10 men to see you.
10 men to see me?
Yes, master.
Well, are they men of means, power, influence? Perhaps emissaries from the king?
They are young men, master. Young and robust and strong.
Well, perhaps they look for work. I could use 10 more good men. Tell them I'll see them in a moment.
Yes, master.
Your emissaries from David? Who is David?
He is the future king of Israel. He is the
That David. I don't think he'll ever be king. Not if King Saul has his way.
Anyway, sir, David wishes us to request of your grace provision for him and his men.
Provisions? I'm not in the business of selling food and meat.
David wishes his grace to realize that were it not for us, his grace would not have nearly so many sheep and goats. While sharing the hills and valleys of the wilderness with his grace's shepherds, we watched over and helped protect the sheep from marauders.
Well, you thank him for me, will you?
We hurt not your shepherds. Neither was there anything missing of theirs all the while they were in Carmel.
Are you expecting me to give you provisions?
We are in dire need of food, your grace.
Shall I take the bread and water and meat that I have and give to you? Nay, I have my own men to feed and clothe. Now go, get off my property, out of my sight immediately.
Um, Mistress, may I say a word to you?
It's Nabal, the master you want to talk to, isn't it?
Oh, no, mistress, you.
All right, what do you want?
Well, mistress knows about David, the David King Saul seeks to kill.
I've heard of him. Why?
Well, David sent messengers to Master Nabal asking for provisions, but Master Nabal railed at them and sent them away.
Well, why should David expect us to give him provisions?
Oh, David was very good to us in the wilderness. He made a wall around us, protected us from bands of robbers.
Oh.
There were no sheep missing or anyone hurt while David was with us.
And the master refused to help him?
Oh, yes, mistress. And evil is determined against our master and against all his house, for he is so ill-natured that one cannot speak to him.
And you think that David and his men are on their way here to do us harm?
Yes, mistress.
All right, make haste. Prepare some provisions. I'll take them to him as a peace offering. But do not tell the master.
Oh, I understand, mistress. Oh, he would be angry if he knew.
Arise, madam. You need not bow with your face to the ground to me. I'm a lowly man of no means or power.
Upon me, my lord, be the guilt, and let me speak in thine ear.
Well, speak. I will listen.
I'm come to speak of Nabal. A very foolish man, sir.
Huh? And who are you?
I saw not the 10 young men you sent to see my husband.
Oh, so that's who you are.
The things that I brought along for my lord, bread, ready-dressed sheep, raisins, figs, and parched corn, let them be a blessing to my lord and his men. Oh, I pray thee, my lord, forgive this trespass. You are a good man. Evil has not been found in you all the days of thy life. And when the Lord has done to you all the good that he has spoken, and you are king of Israel, then you shall have no cause of grief for having taken vengeance yourself.
Did your husband send you? Was he afraid to face me?
Oh, my husband knows nothing of my coming here, my lord.
Well, you are a very wise as well as a beautiful woman. And blessed be the God of Israel who sent you this day to greet me and keep me from the shedding of blood and from avenging myself with my own hand, which thing belongs only to God. I will hearken to your voice and return to the wilderness. As for you, return in peace to your own home, and may the Lord God of Israel bless you and keep you. Farewell.
Farewell, my lord. Why, what's happened here?
Master Nabal made a great feast last night, mistress.
Feast? What? It looks as if it were more of a drunken brawl.
Yes, mistress, it was.
Where is my husband now?
He is in his chamber, ill from too much drink last night.
Good morning, Nabal.
I'm sick.
When will you learn that wine is a mocker and makes fools of people, Nabal? You're living proof of the folly of strong drink. At least you're alive. We all are, and that's something.
Alive? I almost wish I weren't.
Well, you almost weren't.
What are you talking about?
David was on his way here to kill us, every one of us.
David?
The fugitive. The one who sent the men who asked you for provisions.
He was on his way here to kill us? What for?
Because you refused to help him after he's been helping you for months and months.
What stopped him?
I did. I met him and gave him some bread and figs and parched corn, and I begged him to turn around and go back.
Did he?
He did. But no telling when he may change his mind.
He may come back?
He was very, very angry with you, Nabal. You were stingy and greedy.
He may come back.
He's fainted. From fear, I guess. Can't blame him very much. I'd better get some help and put him into bed. How is the master this morning?
He's still, like death.
Is the master still unconscious?
Yes, mistress. Mistress! Mistress, master just died!
You're sure he's dead? He's not just unconscious?
No, he stopped breathing. His heart is not beating anymore.
Greed. Selfishness.
Lack of sympathy and understanding.
What did you say, mistress?
I said Master Nabal died from fear, the result of his greed and selfishness. Oh, what use is wealth unless it's used for good causes and for the benefit of others?
Did you ever wonder how David and his 600 men could live in a wilderness or a forest and have enough food to eat each day? With the start of the sheep shearing, David's group was desperate for food. When they'd lived previously with Nabal's shepherds, David's men had protected Nabal's sheep from robbers and trouble. The shepherds were very grateful for this. Although Nabal was the person who received the greatest financial gain from this protection, he wasn't grateful, and when approached this time for food, sent away David's group of young men with nothing. We see Abigail making amends with David behind Nabal's back to make things right for her entire household. Should she have done this? Some people will say no, she should have submitted to Nabal's decision. Yet wisdom and legalism are opposites. Legalism is the fulfilling of the law without compassion and care for others. In the Gospel book of Luke, chapter 14, the Lord Jesus challenged the religious men of his day over this. Was it right to heal the sick on the Sabbath day of rest? Jesus reminded them if a child or animal had fallen into a well on such a day, it would have been helped out immediately. Legalism is slavery to rules and the opposite of trusting God to work out the events in each situation. True wisdom comes from God. In the Bible book Proverbs chapter 2, it says, "It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and understanding." And in chapter 5 of the same book, "My child, pay attention and listen to my wisdom and insight. Then you'll know how to behave properly." Abigail did not know David's men had visited Nabal, but as soon as she was told, she took action to rectify the matter. When David's men returned to him empty-handed, David decided to punish Nabal for his lack of charity. If David's men were to kill all the people in Nabal's land, there would certainly be enough for them to eat for a very long time. When Abigail met David, however, with a good stock of provisions, he accepted them, and he listened to her request not to kill the innocent people. Later, when David would be king and had plenty of everything, Abigail told David that he would regret taking human life for food at this time. There are three levels of life we can live on. We can return evil for good. This is what Nabal did. His name means fool. He acted foolishly by not sharing his food. Secondly, we can return evil for evil. David planned to do this when he commanded his men to get ready for revenge. Or thirdly, we can overcome evil with good. When David met Abigail, God used her to stop David from doing harm. She reminded him that memories of doing such a thing would haunt him later on. In the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, those who love the Lord are commanded to see that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Take all your problems to God in prayer. It's only in God's power that we can overcome evil with good and stand firm against Satan's attacks on our mind and heart. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.